X. It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and Friends. Good morning, my friends. My number one friend. Slowly walking into the studio. Wise men say only fools hajda, but I just can't help. I don't remember falling in love with Nick. Nicholas Hajda, number one friend, assistant host of the program. What's up, my guy? What's up? Ready to have some fun and games today? Let's have some fun and games.
No.
Why
no fun and games?
Oh, no.
Why would you come in and just immediately...
No. I will have fun. I will do games.
Pour
I will not do
cold
both.
Water on I the fun and games. Both. What is up with that?
Cool shirt, though.
Thanks. Noted young person. Buckle up for this one.
Okay.
It's my 2-year anniversary this weekend. Bumbleina, guys. And Emily...
Oh, my God. Not this again.
Emily is so young that... I've been in this relationship for 8.69% of her life.
Nice.
Is that true?
I just had to do the math. Am I running out of young person things?
No.
Are we over this? Should I stop with the singing of the songs?
No, I love this.
Young person facts?
I love it because you teach me something new every day,
every
Jason.
Every day I'm waiting for that consultant to tell me, what are you doing? Stop doing that, man. God, excellent moments in Nicholas Hajda consulting yesterday. He asked them to replay the tape to point out how Nick did not say anything in a segment. That was a real request that Nick made.
And you know what? I went back and checked afterwards because the consultant refuses to waste his time.
He wanted to point out how he was not saying anything in a positive way. Like, look how good I did at not saying anything in this segment.
That's the consultant's number one complaint is that I talk too much. And I said, look at me not talking.
It's the 2-year anniversary, guys. Is that a thing? You said, oh, no, not this again.
Oh, because, okay.
I have occasionally.
Yeah, what did you think you were going to say?
I bring up some anniversaries that perhaps are not real anniversaries that people do not celebrate, but it's 2 years since I met the love of my life. What am I not supposed to acknowledge that?
And then it's like,
I forgot about it until last night, and I was like, oh, F.
So Jason.
We have a 9:45 p.m. dinner reservation this weekend.
9:45?
Yeah. Well, look, when you're in love to the degree that we are, you love all night, okay?
I hope it's not like a heavy meal.
You eat dinner at 9:45 p.m.
Are you going to set an alarm for 9 p.m. to wake up?
It's fine. Is that a thing? We're not married, okay?
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago that we swiped on Bumble. That's not, you don't commemorate that.
Yes, you do.
Well, see, here's the deal,
yes,
Emily.
You
don't know about this, but then we have to celebrate the anniversary of when she finally replied to him on Bumble.
Right.
And that's the anniversary of their first date.
I did
the first time they went to a terrible alternative rock show and they bonded over their Vans.
Bonded over their Vans.
Don't be. Look how Nick is just on fire with jealousy right now, okay?
Yeah.
You'll find love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's not with you.
Not with that attitude.
It's time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Idea Public Schools. That's why I said only fools hajj in. What did I say? Rush. Only fools
only
rest.
Fools rush hajj.
Hey, it's National Chicken Wing Day. Now, as you know, there is a big chicken wing shortage because all the chickens got COVID and died. And so if you try to go buy chicken wings anywhere, the grocery store sold out. I was at Pluckers the other day. They just put a thing on the menu saying the prices have gone up.
Thanks for telling me.
Again, what's going on? Because the chicken, the boneless chickens are still the same price at Pluckers. Is it only the boned chickens that are
bone chicken? Well,
the bone in chicken?
The bone in wings you get from the actual wing. The boneless meat, you just take the rest of the chicken, you put it in a shredder, you mix it up into a paste.
We've got plenty of rested chicken, though.
Yeah.
All right. If you say so, buddy. In honor of National Chicken Wing Day, 7-Eleven, Buffalo Wild Wings, Hooters, all doing 2-for-1 promos. Mm. Again, there's a shortage here, guys. Okay, you're just giving away 2-for-1 wings? I don't know about that. Good luck, though, if you're out. Man, look, no disrespect, 7-Eleven, but I'm going to say something disrespectful. Have you ever gotten anything out of that hot case at 7-Eleven?
Nope.
A big bite.
You know what? The hot dog roller, somehow that seems acceptable to me.
Yeah.
The little
breakfast
sausage things are good. I assume the taquitos, because how can a taquito be bad?
I don't know why I've drawn such a line in the sand, because, anything on that rolling hot dog machine, which is probably just as gross, I'm like, a normal person can eat that. If I see somebody get wings or pizza from that little hot case thing there. I just want to stop and be like, what happened, man? Where did it go wrong? Is there still time to save you?
No.
Do you need my help?
No.
That's just not food in there, dude.
Everybody knows that when you spin at 0.5 degrees per hour, salmonella just flies off. It can't hold on.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. But then that can
those
the pizza
wings
case
that have been in there since June, that seems problematic.
Yeah, they just keep adding sauce onto it, just layering it.
Also, don't worry about the chili. I'm sure that's meat.
Chili. There's chili.
I'm sure that's meat. The little chili that comes in like the soda fountain dispenser.
Yeah. I haven't done that in a while, but I do remember it was when I was a youth, when I was working on getting fat for the very first time, like three times a week, I would go and get chili cheese nachos from 7-Eleven down the
street. I'm picturing you grabbing like a big gulp cup and then just like suiciding with the chili and the cheese.
Nasty.
Maybe a little frosty on top.
You know who got me hooked on 7-Eleven nachos?
Well, this isn't very good.
Beavis and Butthead. Why were they nachos guys? Yeah.
Really?
You know about Beavis and Butthead, Emily?
I love Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, they liked nachos. That was just a thing that they did.
Did you also hit frogs with baseball bats?
Did they do that? I don't know.
Yeah, that was like the very first one.
I don't know. Beavis and Butthead, you guys all right? Hooters has has put out some special National Wing Day, National Chicken Wing Day merch. Would you like to sleep on the pillowy softness of a Hooters wing?
Oh.
Wrong one.
They have a wing-shaped pillow available at the Hooters merch store. $25.
Not bad.
Nick, you said a nice shirt to me today. Bought this from the Cubs online store. It's on clearance for like $4.
BeACubsPoser.com.
There was once upon a time I had like a Hooters t-shirt phase. Just every time I would go to Hooters, I'd buy a new shirt. Why?
Did you run out of napkins?
I don't know. Something like ages. I was a big
just
wing guy.
Had you thinking about the shirts?
I was a big wing guy.
And chest coverings.
But also, I felt like that was somehow like cool. Alternative is like, oh, look, Jason goes to Hooters. He's so grown up. But yeah,
dude, I remember
16 to 19 years old, I had an extensive Hooters t-shirt collection.
You need to start collecting their uniforms. You need to start collecting the booty shorts and the
tight
tights.
I went as a Hooters girl for Halloween one year.
Nice.
I was working a 101X Halloween promotion at Sky Lounge downtown.
Fancy.
They were having an Eyes Wide Shut party, and I showed up as a Hooters girl.
People were closing their eyes.
Yeah. And the door guy, I remember the door guy looking at me, he's like, I can't let you in here, man. And I was like, not only are you letting me in, you're paying me to be here. Gotcha.
That's funny. What's really funny is you could be a Hooters girl and it's hilarious, but as soon as I become a Hooters girl, it's realistic. I could never just like jokingly, like as a joke costume, I'm a Hooters girl.
They would be like, I assume that's what you do when you leave here after 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a part time job,
right? Part time job.
Is there stigma attached to being a Hooters girl, Emily?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Just because there's so many other restaurants.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, back when I was wearing my Hooters t-shirts in that phase, like that was like, ooh, kind of edgy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, maybe it's just that I'm old now. Now Hooters seems lame and tame, but also there's places that we don't need to mention them, as I'm sure we'll be doing promotions at those establishments soon. But sometimes I go in there and I'm like, aw, you don't have to work here. It's fine. It's like,
aw.
I want to save you just like that guy buying the wings out of the case at 7-Eleven.
take that, Montana Mikes.
In addition to the wing-shaped pillow, $25, they also have wing-shaped earrings for just $10. Which they have billed, brace yourself, ear wings.
Cute.
That's not funny.
101X, it's the Morning X. Walk the Moon, November 7th, Stubbs. We have your chance of tickets coming up in just a moment. Hold on for that.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Sorry. That is the excitement that I enter a segment where I know there's going to be Olympic content.
Woo-hoo!
TikTok content. The breakout TikTok star of the Tokyo Olympics is one Ilana Marr. Well, I'm going to say I'm supposed to pronounce that. Nearly 500,000 followers on TikTok. You go, girl. And she is on the Lady Rugby team. I found out approximately 90 seconds ago. We have a lady we have a lady rugby team.
You didn't know that?
No.
What?
I mean, there's usually a quote unquote lady version of most of these teams.
Okay.
What does quote unquote mean?
I just would not say lady. I would call them women's rugby.
Oh. But. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So woke of you, Hajda.
Mm-hmm. I'm the wokest.
Women's baseball?
Softball.
This is my point.
I said
this
most.
This is my point.
Most.
Okay. The rugby is a very violent sport. Okay. You guys got to take it easy on each other. Sorry.
There are very violent women out there.
All right. Ilhan Omar, she describes her self-deprecating TikToks as funny and unfiltered. I hate you already.
Hashtag funny. Hashtag unfiltered. Hashtag quirky.
If you put the hashtag on there, does that make it so?
Makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Makes me hate you more.
I think she's funny, and there's definitely not a lot of production value work on them.
There's not.
That's TikTok. Yeah, that's the whole thing is it's crap.
Oh. Well, what are you talking about? Have you seen what Emily's doing with our Olymp X series?
That's the problem. Nice that's why you haven't gotten. That's why we're not like all TikTok millionaires.
Because we're putting, too much production effort into
yes.
it. Okay.
The sound is all balanced.
All right,
it's
Nick,
edited
you know
properly.
What? Let me give you the login. You start making TikToks for us.
I get that Chinese app on my phone. Get out of here.
We posted a new Olympic event yesterday. I have not watched it yet because I don't know how to watch a TikTok, but I'm going to figure it out.
You need to watch it.
I understand there's controversy. Yep. The three of us are competing. I remember being there and claiming the gold. Yet somehow in this TikTok, I don't claim gold.
We went to the virtually video assisted review?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, judge had to issue a new ruling.
I don't think that's the thing, man.
101X, Morning X on TikTok.
Ilhan Omar is giving people a behind-the-scenes look at the Olympics. Well, you said yesterday, Emily, that this is never available before. Until the age of TikTok, people couldn't get a behind-the-scenes look at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is talking about how hot the volleyball team is.
Okay, I hear you. Remember, there's Rona, so we do try to stay away from each other. And second, it is not that easy to go to a pack of 6-7 Romanian volleyball players and shoot my shot. I mean, I'll work on it, but I don't know if that's in the cards for me.
Okay, I love that.
Mm-hmm. What do you love about that?
I just
the
love
idea
that.
Of 6-7 men.
It's just so relatable.
Oh God, it's so
relatable.
Funny and unfiltered.
It's so relatable, you know. I wouldn't be able to go up to a bunch of 6-7 Romanian volleyball players and shoot my shot as an Olympian, you know.
What about the skateboarding team, Ilhan?
Hey, USA Skateboarding. It's Ilhan Omar from the USA rugby team. I was just wondering if you guys could, just save some swag for the rest of us. You guys are really hoarding it all. Just standing, the amount of cool that you guys emit is unmatched.
Save some swag for the rest of us, says
Ilhan. I don't think
Ilhan.
I've heard the word swag in like 7 years.
Is that not a
cool young person
approved word anymore?
I heard she lost all of her followers because she used swag.
TikTok canceled for using the word swag. All right.
You got to save the slaps. No, sick. Sick is what the kids do.
Do the sick.
I think I'm just the only kid that does that.
Emily's always just like, that's sick.
I'm the swag one.
I've heard people say that's sick. That's a thing that people say.
Yeah.
I know.
Sure.
I know about TikTok.
It's been in the news a lot.
At 101X Morning X, follow us on TikTok, please. And now, another. Hey, how about that? Emily, Olympics, fun fact of the day.
Okay, so our first fun fact of the day.
I just introduced it. You don't have to repeat that thing that I just said.
I'm announcer. I'm the announcer. Okay.
Yeah.
This was.
What am I?
Dead
weight.
You're the commercial before the news.
You're the pre-roll ad that we have to skip through after 5 seconds.
Yeah. So this was published at 3:14 a.m. Did you know that a German cycling coach was removed from the Olympics after yelling a racist comment during a race?
This fact doesn't seem fun.
No, it was fun because there was justice. Now, my question is, to be honest, have not read this article, just read the headline. Question, did he say a slur in German or did he say it in English? Like, if it was like a German slur... Will they take it as seriously as, like, I don't know.
This is perhaps something you should be investigating instead of introducing the thing that's already been introduced.
Right.
Well, I mean, It doesn't say. Like, they're not going to tell you the
say
slur.
In the headline? You just said you
No. Just, like, browsing over it. Uh-huh. It, like, they're not going to say what the slur was, which is unfortunate.
This one, in fact, has been so raw and unfiltered.
Okay, well, this one's more fun.
Okay,
did you know that there was a Olympian gymnast, Uche Eke, who became the first gymnast to compete for Nigeria in the Olympics? And I don't think he won.
Aww.
But he competed and he tried. And that's what that means.
On this program, we give that a hey, how about that?
Hey, how about that?
How about that?
Did you know there's a nail salon in the in the Olympic Village?
Hey, I got a fun fact for you as well. Because yesterday I asked you what's up with your love for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a woman thing? A lady thing?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Did it again.
Mm.
A new poll asked people why they watch the Olympics. Number one answer for men is they want to support their country.
I can see that.
The number one answer from women, I just love watching the Olympics.
Yep. Yep.
That's it?
Yep. No, right. America. I don't care.
Good. Get it on, man. Good. Do you like watching Walk the Moon? They're going to be at Stubbs November the 7th. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Beat me, and you're going to score tickets to see Walk the Moon. Good luck on the phone.
Not only am I smarter than you, I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college fan!
You're stupid.
Walk the Moon, Stubbs, November the 7th. We have tickets to give away. Our contestant is, good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Hi, Kim. I'm going to the hallway. Good luck.
Kim. Hello. We have three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those. If you get more right than Jason, you will be walking your way to Walk the Moon. Probably Uber or Drive, but you boof them out the hall. Let's see. We've got the topics today are which German composer wrote that? Again, it's that one, or mystery one. Let's see. Number two, books. Why did it have to be books? Or the new one, which state is that? I'll give you a clue. You tell me which state that is.
Yeah, let's go with which state is that.
Excellent. Excellent. Never talk about German composers ever. Which U.S. state is made up of two peninsulas? Which U.S. state is made up of two peninsulas?
Michigan.
Yes.
Nice.
No glove, that's okay, because we have that other weird-shaped peninsula. So what? Number two, what U.S. state is the flattest? The flattest. Has the lowest change in elevation?
Florida.
Yes.
Ooh, you're killing it.
Tim, are you sitting behind me? And finally, which state has the most Bigfoot sightings? What state?
Wow.
The most Bigfoot sightings.
Good luck on this one. No, you got it, though. But that sounded condescending. I didn't mean that.
So, Washington State.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Three for three, Kim.
Okay, Kim. Get it.
Hold on. We'll get Jason back in here. And yeah, he ain't going to get none of these. Or maybe he will. We'll find out.
Looks like Kim's going to win those Walk the Moon tickets, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Her chances are to the moon. Diamond strong hands.
Wow.
Which state is that? Is the trivia Kim chose?
I am awesome at states.
I know. She went three for three.
All right.
And let's see. Number one, what U.S. state is made up of two peninsulas? Peninsula? Peninsula.
Two peninsulas.
Dos.
Peninsulas.
Dos. What? Peninsulas.
How can it be two?
Mm-hmm.
I know a peninsula. Which one's got two?
She got this like almost immediately.
Oh, good. Yeah. Great. That's terrific.
She got all these almost immediately, by the way. Don't be nervous.
Look at the big brain on Kim.
Mm-hmm. She's probably a Kim Brainley.
Two peninsulas.
No.
First of all, made up of two peninsulas. I don't know about your phrasing there.
That's stolen from an internet.
Includes two peninsulas?
Sure. That helps you out.
Florida is one peninsula. Okay. Alaska? You out there peninsulizing?
You out there?
I don't know.
Alaska?
I don't know what
there?
Happens all the way up there.
Yeah, we don't have time for you to ask all 50 states whether they're peninsulas.
Is it one of those New England ones that's hanging out over the water? What's your deal, Connecticut? I think it's, can you be a peninsula over a lake? I think you can be a lake peninsula. And that's why just got to go with that one or that one. What's the deal with that one? I can't really picture which one's the lake and which one's the state.
The state is the land.
You got it right away?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know this, Kim? What are you trying to do to me here, man? All right, suck it. Minnesota.
Oh, it's Michigan.
Yeah, that was the other one.
The other one.
God damn it. Stupid ass. All right, Kim. Take your weird state knowledge to walk the moon. Hold on one second. Give me the other.
Which U.S. state is the flattest, has the least amount of change in their elevation?
She got the flattest state?
Yeah. She did.
Again, almost immediately.
Yeah, no Googling for her. She just whipped it out.
Nebraska.
Oh, good guess. Florida.
What?
Florida.
Makes sense.
Why is Nebraska a good guess if Florida is the answer?
Well, because the number one.
Is Nebraska number two?
Like, if this was Family Feud style, the number one answer would be Kansas. But everybody thinks it's those weird corn states that everybody flies over.
Right, right.
But yeah, no, Florida.
They have hills.
Weird corn state, huh? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Florida's elevation is just Disney World. That's their elevation, is the castle.
The top of the Epcot Center?
Yeah.
Isn't there Magic Mountain? Something?
Yeah, Magic Mountain.
Probably.
Yeah. They got mountains in Florida.
Okay.
A man-made one that has
a
yeti.
How did you get that, Kim? What are you doing?
Oh, you're going to hate this one.
Yeah, you're not going to get this one.
Most Bigfoot sightings happen in what state? This is according to the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
Kim got this
pretty immediately.
Aaron, what the no integrity of the game. Game's over. You lost.
Is that Kim Hajda? What are you talking? How can she possibly know this?
Kim made me so proud today.
There was actually just a big Bigfoot documentary on Hulu that perhaps would shed some light to this, even though I don't think this was in this state.
Montana.
Washington.
Trees.
Everybody knows that.
Duh.
Duh. Yeah. Trees. Washington, the tree capital of the United States. Kim, I feel bad for you for knowing these things, okay? That's taking up useful space in your brain. What X? It's the Morning X. If you missed our Walk the Moon tickets, we have tickets to see The Offspring, The Killers coming up later on in the show. You're not eligible, Kim. Take that. Emily's first time in about 20 minutes. And next in news, Lollapalooza starts today. You have to have a vaccination card to get in. Is that going to be the case at ACL? Are we still going to have an ACL? That's next.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.